Jesus has some sharp things to say about clergy who like to dress up, who like to put titles in front of their names, and who like to sit in the best places. And then we might remember that St. John the Baptist, to whom this church is dedicated, went about clothed in camel's hair. And we recall Judas's question. It might have been Judas's question, but it was still a good question. Might not this be sold and given to the poor? You can't not have those questions in mind when you receive something so costly, so lovely, and so precious as this. And one way in is to look at this morning's first reading from the prophecy of Haggai. The background to the story is this. In the year 587 BC, the Babylonians sacked Jerusalem, and they burned to the ground the great temple that King Solomon had built. And it lay in ruins for about half a century, a little bit more, till the Babylonians themselves were defeated by the Persians. By a new policy, they let their subject peoples worship their own gods. And so the order went out from Cyrus that the temple might be rebuilt. In the time of Haggai and Zerubbabel and all those people who are mentioned in that reading. In the book of Ezra, there is a wonderful description of the laying of the foundation stone of the second temple, how there were some old people there who had seen the first temple, and when the stones were laid for the second, they wept. Meanwhile, the other people shouted for joy with a great shout, and you couldn't tell the sound of the shouting from the sound of the weeping as the new temple was begun. And over the centuries, there was lavished upon that second temple, which stood until it was burned by the Romans in the year 70 AD, there was lavished upon it every resource, every costly thing that the people of Israel could muster. Because it is, and here's the beginning of an answer to the questions which I began, it is an irresistible human impulse to want to offer to God the best that we can, the best of costly material, the best of beauty, the best of craftsmanship. This cope today takes its place among a number of very lovely things in this church, and you see several of them out in front of you. The cross that is behind me, the candlesticks, the table on which the collection will be placed at the end of this service. All of them representing that desire to bring to God the best that we can make, the best of quality. And it is fundamentally an offering of love, irresistible. This is an offering of love. It's an offering of love to God. In the case of this cope, it's also an offering of love and friendship in remembrance of Mark Ong, remembered with very great gratitude and affection this morning. Things made with love and prayer, and in the case of the cope, made by one who I know says her prayers, and said her prayers as she made it for the glory of God.